I mentioned the fact that this parliamentary committee investigating free speech laws has not recommended changes to the controversial Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. Joining me on the line is the Liberal Senator Erica Betts. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to be on the program.
So what was the point of investigating what to do with Section 18C if they've ended up doing nothing?
Well, I wasn't a member of the committee, but clearly what the committee did was look through a whole lot of very good proposals to change the machinery. So that's a big tick. It is disappointing from my perspective that they couldn't come to a clear conclusion, which the community's already come to, and that is that Section 18C needs amending, at least to remove the words offend and insult. That, I think, now has overwhelming community support, and it's a pity the committee could not come to that conclusion. So what they did was set out a range of options for the government to consider. Having said that, I will be encouraging the government to consider the option of ensuring that offend and insult gets removed from the legislation. It is quite inappropriate for students from QUT to have to suffer.
Well, can I just pick up on that point? Senator, we have three human faces to this issue. I mean, when you say Section 18C, you can lose a lot of people, but we have three human faces to this issue, and they're those university students who did nothing wrong apart from setting foot in a computer room. They later found out that they weren't supposed to go in that room because of the colour of their skin. They wrote about it on Facebook, and the next thing, their lives are turned upside down. Reputations trashed, legal bills, all this kind of rubbish they've had to deal with. So the federal government or this committee is saying to those three students, we can't do anything to help you. We can't help anyone who finds themselves in your situation in future. That's just poor.
Ben, the committee has to defend its own findings. For myself, you and your listeners can be assured that I will seek to champion the cause of those three students. And, of course, there's another human face, and that is Bill Leake, the cartoonist, who was dragged before the Human Rights Commission as well. And the way that they deal with matters is appalling. So, look, having said that, freedom of speech is one of the fundamental bedrocks of our society. Without it, we diminish our society. As a result, I want to see Section 18C changed, and I hope that the government comes to that conclusion as a matter of great urgency and puts it through the parliament to protect people like those three QUT students that you just referred to.
I've got to run. I really appreciate you coming on at short notice.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
Liberal Senator Erica Betts joining us on the program.